Three questions for Ron Scott. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved, and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
The Foundation has done significant work in understanding the needs of our members and clients, but there comes a time when talking strategy must turn into action. That's our immediate role, actions, with an awareness of the impact they have on people. Blind low vision must be relevant when advocating at a high level and encouraging the government to have disability-friendly policies, or by maintaining those key services which make us effective, library services, braille education and support, technology assistance, social occasions, and so much more. Backed by my strong financial acumen and the governance skills that I bring, we can be fantastic as an organisation focused on services. After just one term on the board, I'd appreciate your support for another term to really make good use of the knowledge and experience I've gained in the last 3 years, and to have the opportunity to really set the new strategy in motion. So please support me, Ron Scott, for the board. Thank you very much.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
The vision of BLVNZ is to empower our community to live the life they choose. One challenge for us is that the New Zealand population is ageing, and with that comes increasing numbers of people who have deteriorating vision. The Foundation needs to maintain and expand access to training support, social support and that initial emotional support, while at the same time providing services and opportunity for those who may have been blind for most or all of their lives. We have to do this while carefully looking after the resources built up over generations, which provide the financial wherewithal to pay for these efforts. The board needs to be strategic so it doesn't bite off more than it can chew, but at the same time be aspirational and not get complacent. It's a big challenge, but I'm up for it. With good financial stewardship, strong governance and clear direction for the staff, we will rise to the challenge. I've had one term as your director and I'm keen to finish the job. Please support me, Ron Scott, for another term on the board.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
I'm community focused. Whether it's with SILC, the DHB, Workbridge or as an elected member of the Regional Council, I'm passionate about ensuring that everyone in our community can access the needs and the everyday things and experiences that others enjoy. My aspiration is that blind, deafblind and low vision members of our community can have their own aspirations, whatever they choose. To be connected to the world by engaging with their neighbours or social group, by having access to books and news media, or to keep up activity, to be able to pop down to the shops because they have access to a cane, a dog or a total mobility service. The Foundation supports this by keeping focused on that aspiration, looking for opportunities to leverage technology, volunteers, public awareness, and all those things which we've been doing for 136 years. That's why I'm keen to be your director for a second term. Please support me, Ron Scott, to be on the board.